مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
مفتي سابح، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا for joining us again.
Okay, thank you for inviting me back.
I interrupted you there. You were speaking of some key aspects with regards to yesterday's meeting with our president and Donald Trump and certain reports on media and the rest. Yes.
Yeah, the Muslims, they have a group in America, CAIR.
Yes.
It's called CAIR, C-A-I-R. Okay, they're a big problem. they're a big problem. They had a program years ago about giving away 100 or 1 million Qurans, you know, as dawah. Okay, and that was the time when America was into this burn the Quran type of thing, you know, or burn the pictures of Prophet Muhammad's house or Na'udhu Billah. This Muslim group, they brought up something that I didn't see in any mainstream newspaper, that South Africa, wanting the president of South Africa not to believe in the false calling of genocide in South Africa. Don't believe that. America's calling is saying that there's a false genocide going on. There's a genocide going on in South Africa of white people. All right, but America is not admitting to the genocide of the Muslims in Gaza. Yeah, so don't fall for this. So he's like warning them in advance. So that was a good thing. That was a good thing. And the Young Turks this program. These are reporters from the Young Turks. They played the question by a reporter. Reporter called out a question to Trump. Okay, what will it take for you to believe in what's really happening in South Africa? Okay, because Trump has been saying over and over again, you know, that we don't know in America, we don't know what's going on over there. What you know, I'm being told it's really bad. There's a genocide going on there, white people, and the Americans are being hidden from it. So the president of South Africa, he took the question. Okay, he said, I'll answer that. I heard that. I said, oh, man, okay, all right. That's good. So he jumped in and he said what it will take for him to believe is if he listens to his friends, okay, his friends from South Africa who are in South Africa and his friends from South Africa who are here in America, that will tell him that these things are not true. So while the president, your president, was talking, okay, giving him a nice long answer, Trump went and got some papers, okay, some papers with pictures on it and, you know, maps and all this other, you know, false information, misinformation, okay? And he's like saying, hey, you know, here's the proof here. And your president took the papers in his hand and continued to talk, okay? and not even looking at the papers. And then after a minute or two, they gave him away to a, you know, some aide. Okay, never looked at him. So he was on point. Okay, the president did a good job. Okay, but I don't know how many Americans got a chance to hear that. Okay, because again, this was a third world media service or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, he did well. But again, did the message get out? I don't know.
Yes, normally these messages, it's either they try to hide it or it won't go into the mainstream. And they just, they don't care. I remember I saw an article, it was on Haaretz in these newspapers, Jewish newspapers, and the title was, is it better to continue with promoting lies? Or is it going to ruin our reputation? So the person who wrote the article was mentioning that according to what it seems, that they don't care. And of course, for them, even if they, if you look at the stats, if you speak to gentle people you're meeting every single day, what do you feel about, what do you think about this? Is it a genocide or not? So most people, I'm not speaking about Muslims who's aware in that, but generally you speak to the general John or something of that sort, he doesn't care, or if he's going to say anything, he's going to speak in favor and he's going to give you what the media is saying. And like you said so well, this is like third media, what did you say? You used a nice term there.
Third world media.
Yeah. So third world media, this is not going to reach many people. So push with the lies. As long as the masses are becoming what they call asses, then you just carry on with that. And it outweighs, for them, the benefit is how many people can be deceived. So that outweighs how many people are actually getting the truth.
Well, how was we talked about it yesterday, that there was two issues, right? Business and this, you know, apartheid, just genocide issue here. Did your president talk about business to Trump?
Yes, there was a few, and that was the main things, like, you know, because Trump is on this business mission all over the world, and he's losing a lot of money due to the tariffs, and which he has been, and many also because of the amount of immigrants he's killing, or not killing, but rather throwing out of his country. But with regards to business, yes, they did speak of a few deals that took place, and that's always on. In fact, the initial discussion was based on this. And they thought that, okay, there's no mention of the white genocide and the rest. So it was, but afterwards it did come out, and it had to come out. So I heard this morning, interesting, this was on one of the local radios. The white person came out and they said, we are totally in support of our president of with regards to this particular issue. And they even said that we stand in support with him, even though we don't support his party, we don't have no agenda with him personally, or we are not attached to the party which he belongs to, represents the ANC. He said we don't even have any relations with him being the president. In fact, we're not even in support of that. But he said just on this particular point that he went to America to clarify this particular issue. And he is a white person. That's why it said there on that what you've sent, that article by Kia, that you should listen to the voices of the people. But I guess the voice of Elon Musk is louder to Trump's ears than all the rest of the voices which are out there.
Yeah, I noticed that the president, your president, he didn't mention Musk by name. Okay. But when he talked to Trump, he said, you should listen to your friends, okay, who are in South Africa, and your friends who are South African, and they are here with you.
Hmm.
Okay? But he never mentioned Elon Musk. So there's other South Africans in America that understand what is correct. And if Trump listens to them, then he'll know the truth. But Trump is not interested in the truth. He's only interested in business. That's his whole thing. Someone had a theory yesterday all the Arab countries, in Saudi and UAE and Qatar and all the others, that gave all that money and business promises to Trump. He feels his theory is, since the Arabs don't want to fight, okay, and especially they don't want to fight Israel. What they're trying to do is out-bribe Israel. Israel bribes America, okay, by having control of their Congress people. Okay, you try to say anything against the Jews, and they'll, you know, vote you out. They'll support a candidate and you'll get voted out. Okay, so there's so much pressure on the Congress people. Okay, so what could Trump do anyway if he wanted to do something? Because everybody's in the hands of the Jews. So it seems like his theory is that the Arabs, okay, are trying to out-bribe. They're trying to bribe Trump with all these business deals. All right, now they'd be able to give some leverage on how things should happen. And they feel that giving all these business deals, that they would be able to give their side, their program. Their program is not eliminate Gaza and let the Jews take over. Our program is make the Jews stop what they're doing. Okay, we will help rebuild Gaza and we will kick out Hamas from any type of leadership. Okay, and we would, the Muslims, the Arabs, would have like the military force from their countries, you know, to make sure that there would be no fighting between Israel and Gaza when it is rebuilt. All right. If they do all this, if they give all this money to Trump, that would give them leverage. Okay. Doesn't mean that Trump would follow it. All right. But it would give them more leverage because they're not gonna pick up guns and do jihad. And so this is what they're doing. So we'll see. We'll see what if that is, you know, that comes to fruition.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm hearing this here, which it sounds interesting and it sounds very favorable to the people of Gaza and the rest. But as you said, at the end, time will only say whether this is true, like how we had so much of hopes in different leaders, but we see their true colors. But what I've really noticed in this whole thing is what's actually that is sickening. And you sent me that particular article as well about how they close the masjid for a devil. Now, when you do such things like this, it just, and if you read between, you don't even need to read between the lines before you have to backtrack all these things. Now you don't have to do all those things. It's clear cut. Everything is, their plans are, it's out there what they want to do. You'll see people coming out, the Jews coming out, they say what they want to do, exactly how they want to do it. And they will call the Palestinians insects. You don't have to backtrack these things. It's right there. Before you had to, I know when we were younger, they would tell us, watch this year, it's all about the New World Order. And they will show you things in Dubai changing to become this and that. And it was truthful. To a certain degree, there were things that were lies there as well, but to a certain degree, certain things were truthful, like all of this that is happening now. But the reality is, this love that they have, you can just see it, how much they respect. I mean, in the masjid, they had this this whole thing, because after you sent me that, they said, let me do more research on this. They call it the hair shaking thing or something of that sort, and they take a bunch and in the masjid, as Trump is walking down the aisle, they're doing all these things. Now you just got to ask yourself these questions, that when you have such deep love for these people, you can't be a Muslim to have this. Quran Sharif says this, yeah. This can't be, because what does Quran Sharif say? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aduwi wa aduwakum awliya. Don't make my enemy and your enemies his friends. And then what does Allah Azawajal say so aptly? Tulquna ilayhim bil mawadda, expressing love with them. Wa qad kafaru bima ja'akum min al haq, while they have rejected the truth that has come to you. So If you really want to have these meetings, let it be just a meeting and that's it. But we're not going to honor you and take you to our masjid and close the masjid. I heard Trump's statement there also. He said it's the first time they've ever closed the mosque. And he said they did it for the U.S. This is something. So imagine Shaitan is standing in your masjid. And he says, you closed the masjid, not for Allah, not for some other thing, for me. because he's shaitan min al ins. So
yeah, next they'll change their qibla to Washington D.C.
Yeah, White House al Baytul Abyad they call it. So we got
yes,
Baytul
the White House.
So in CNN News, when I just started reading the Arabic, then I saw al Baytul Abyad, then it clicked White House. Yeah, they so we have Baytullah. They needed also their house. So we. It's just so sinister. There's just a few minutes left, Mufti Saab. We've got about 5 minutes. I just want to discuss this particular incident that took place this morning. It's all over the news. Two Jewish people were killed in the U.S. by the Israeli embassy. And apparently there were certain major individuals who were just on the scene. And so it was two Israeli embassy staff from the Israeli embassy. Okay. They were in fact shot in Washington, and it was not, I said the Israeli embassy, in fact these two staff members were from the Israeli embassy and they were near a Jewish museum. So there were certain okay. people, John Piro, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Jeanine Piro, he's a U.S. attorney, another attorney general, Pam Bondi. These were the individuals that were on the scene. So I just want to ask you this question, because it is a possibility with these people. You just never know what's happening with all that they are facing. Do you think that this was, there's no mention of no Muslim there. There's just been a suspect. You know, if it was a Muslim, it would be terrorist and the rest. So at the moment, we don't know who it is. Yeah, they wouldn't cover this thing. I mean, the suspect is in custody. Why would you cover that if it was? So definitely it was not a Muslim. But do you think that this was another, you know, how Trump and the rest, how they operate and they stage certain things just to, you know, feel that we are underprivileged at times when it suits them. And we are, look how we're being attacked and anti-Semitism and the rest. Do you think this is staged?
You said they caught the person who did the shooting?
Yeah, they said the suspect is in custody. A suspect is in custody. So whether it is the, okay. is he a suspect, meaning that they're suspicious about him, or is he the real perpetrator of the crime?
It's the person they think that they did it. It's not a play on words normally. I don't know. I'll have to look at it first before I can say anything. Anything can happen. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of people who don't like what's being done, just like here. In Pakistan, right? A lot of people don't like what's being done in Gaza. So what do they do? They'll go to a McDonald's and they'll, you know, break up the McDonald's. That doesn't make sense. But out of frustration, they do that. Well, there's probably, you know, there's some Americans, especially college age, who are not in agreement. They say now, for the first time in, like, history, Palestinians look more favorably upon 3-1 to Jews.
Hmm.
All right. When I was a kid, it was like, you know, 90% of America loved the Jews, and you know, 50-50 maybe about, you know, Palestinians or anything like this. But now the favorable opinion is 3-1 as far as that's what the polls say. As far as the Palestinians. And look at all the people that got taken out of school. They had their, you know, they were taken away, their grants, their money was taken away, and they couldn't graduate just because they supported Palestine. So their support for Palestine is much more egregious to America than what the Jews are doing to the Palestinian people. And killing 50,000 people is not a problem for America. But you protesting about it, okay, that is a problem.
So there are Americans there that probably, if they had a gun, they would probably go out and do that, shoot a Jew, or go to a, you know, a counselor or something like that, a Jewish organization, and shoot up some people. Yeah, it's possible. It doesn't have to be, you know, planned or anything like that. It's just like a spur of the moment. I'm sick and tired of this. All right, what can I do? Well, you know, have a few beers, you know, have a few drinks, and go back, go home, get your gun, and then go out and kill. Release your frustration. That's been done. That's the American way. That's the American way. You don't have any power. You go to the bar, you have a few drinks. So they say you buy some courage. Huh? You buy some courage in the bottle. All right, have some drinks, then you go back home, get your gun. And then go shoot up some people. Yeah, there you go. So that's possible.
Okay, so
you're laughing.
We'll see what happens, inshallah. But yeah, what you said was, I will just end on this, that you have to really see what's happening. As you've said, 3-1. And I was surprised this morning, someone sent me off. Now, we know this Mehdi Hassan, he's a Shia, right? People know that. But on his particular show, Piers Morgan, he had admitted that, you know what, he's been wrong on so many things. Now, again, you don't know what's the agenda here. But apparently, I'll send it to you, Mufti Saab, also you can just hear it. Okay. I played it earlier on radio. To say that, see, these people are on Batil, the Shias are not Muslim, we say that clearly. But they're active on these things. And when you firm on what you promote, then there is that particular breaking point. And then even those who are on the other side, or perhaps they were on the fence, they come out and they say, yes, on this, we are forced now to say that we were wrong on so many things. So that's what it is. It's happened to South Africa. It's not something that is impossible. It's possible. I mean, who would believe that today in South Africa, when I was born in 94, when this whole thing was broken to pieces, apartheid and the rest. But prior to that, who would ever imagine a black president? So you can see.
I didn't think so. All right. I grew up listening, you know, and supporting the apartheid, supporting the anti-apartheid movement. Okay, I wouldn't buy Kodak film. I would buy Fuji film. Okay, because Kodak did business with South Africa, but Fuji they did not. And so that even that little thing I was doing back then. Okay,
activist. So,
yeah. You know, Americans are like that. You know. They're like that. You stick to your principles, even if you know you're dead wrong, all right? But, you stick to your principles. Yeah, Mehdi Hassan, he's like, he reminds me of Malcolm, okay? Malcolm was wrong most of his life. He was wrong, all right? He was in the Nation of Islam, okay? He would embarrass reporters for years. Okay, with logical arguments and showing that, yes, America is a racist country. You know, and because a black man takes a gun to defend himself, that doesn't make him a criminal. Okay, the fact that, you know, we would try to get guns or we would defend ourselves, which was against what Martin Luther King Jr. was all about, you know, let the police dogs, you know, bite you, let them. Well, put the water hoses on you and go to jail like Gandhi did in England, in India. The strategy couldn't work in America because in India, the Indians were in the majority and the British were the minority. They were only there with military and like that. In America, there is enough jails to put every black person in. So that type of strategy didn't work. He embarrassing goes on Piers Morgan, he goes all over the places, so that he hustles, and he blows everybody away with facts.
Yeah, just with facts.
With facts.
Okay, Mufti, I'll have to, you can join us if you want in the next conversation with Mufti Farhan Karani, or we can meet you on Monday, inshallah. I think we'll meet you on Monday, inshallah. We'll give you a break so you're well rested.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting ready to go for Zohar Namaz.
Okay. Jazakallah khair.
Yes. I'm moving on,
all right.
Inshallah.
Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.